There are calls for all four black country councils to merge so that it can compete with Birmingham. The idea is there'd be one council looking after roughly a million people and give the region a chance to attract more investment. The president of the Black Country Chamber of Commerce has called for a debate on whether or not to merge Wolverhampton, Sandwell, Dudley and Walsall councils. Joining us now, the Labour MP for Dudley North, Ian Austin, and Mike Bird, the Conservative leader of Walsall Council. Gentlemen, good morning to you both.
Morning, Pete.
Ian, I'm just going to come to you first. Sure. You're in favour of this, aren't you?
I think it's absolutely fantastic that Paul Bennett's kicked off this debate. I think many areas, there should be much closer cooperation across the Black Country. I think in some areas, economic development, transport, for example, there should be much closer cooperation between the Black Country and Birmingham. And obviously in some areas, how you run local parties and council estates, I think those should be delivered more closely to local communities. But look, let's turn things up. Let's get people working together more effectively. Why do we need four councils in the Black Country when Birmingham can make do with one? If you had one chief exec running those four councils, at a stroke, you'd save £1 million a year that could be invested in frontline services.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this, those councils, they could save a fortune in senior management costs, these management structures, before you... Services, and let's invest that cash.
All right. Well, let's speak to Mike Bird while we try and sort out Ian Austin's phone line there. Mike Bird, from what Ian Austin said, he'd like to see, well, if not you out of a job, three of your colleagues out of a job.
Well, that was for the benefit of the people of the Black Country, then that's not an issue, is it? But
really? If somebody came to you and said, I'm awfully sorry, Mike, you're going to be out of a job, but it's for the benefit of the Black Country... You'd be like, oh, that's okay.
Well, after 32 years in politics, you get to be pragmatic about it. I've got a business to run, and politics and running the council is not a full-time job. But Ian Austin is obviously completely out of touch with what happens in the Black Country. We have been working together closely for over 10 years as the Association of Black Country Authorities and the Black Country Consortium. And irrespective of politics, both myself... and the three other leaders work together for the benefit of the region. We don't look at it individually as a council. We look at it for the Black Country region, have done for over 10 years now. That's why we got the Black Country LEP.
Okay, no. Ian, I mean, Mike Bird's saying, you know, they've been working as a Black Country area for years now.
Look, I think Mike Bird needs to think about what's going on in the Black Country and what's going on in the West Midlands. We were hardest hit in the downturn. We're taking longest to recover. Output in the West Midlands lags behind the national average by £6 billion. What that means is that if people in the Black Country produce the same amount of economic activity, the same amount of wealth as the national average, we'd individually, every single one of us, be £6,000 a year better off. We don't attract enough new industries. We don't attract enough new jobs. Skills are lower than the national average. The transport system's a mess. And Mike Bird tells us everything's fine. The truth is, I think the current structures clearly haven't sorted out these problems. They've existed for decades. Something's got to be done about it. That's why Paul Bennett and the Black Country Chamber are absolutely right to kick off this debate. Things have got to change. Mike Bird needs to wake up to that.
Mike?
Well, you know, Ian, I have to tell you, without the cooperation of the four Black Country Authority, irrespective of policy, you wouldn't have I-54, because we all collectively forced that through government. We actually stood together shoulder to shoulder and said I-54 was exceptionally good for the Black Country, and not only that, good for the supply chain for Walsall, Wolverhampton, Dudley and Sandwell.
Well, Mike, I don't agree with you at all. Of course I-54 is great news for the Black Country. Of course it is. Actually, it was delivered by Advantage West Midlands working with the councils with a sort of pan-regional approach, exactly what I'm arguing for when it comes to economic development. The truth is, Mike, the current structures aren't working. You know, we should have much closer cooperation across the Black Country. And when it comes to economic development, we should be working with Birmingham much more effectively too. Look at what happened a fortnight ago. Birmingham announced a whole series of economic zones to attract new industries in the new growth areas of the economy, low carbon, advanced manufacturing, digital media, healthcare and biotechnologies, all of those areas. Now, we should be linked up to that. We should be looking at how the Black Country can be working with Birmingham, working with Birmingham University, working with Aston to attract those new industries and those new jobs to the Black Country. And that's not happening at the moment, and that's what's got to change. And this idea that